is where real and virtual motorsport meet. From the ITA studio, to the paddock, to the sim rig, pull up a chair, pour a drink. This is the Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex podcast.
So we switched it around a little bit this week where we had the Tyler and Bobby G program. This week it's the Tyler and Patty Stein. I don't know, what would we call it, Patrick? It's not we can't call it, the Patty Stein program.
No, it's the T-Dog and Patty Mayonnaise show.
Patty Mayonnaise, yeah. Extravaganza Emporium.
Sure.
Yeah. Bradley is away. Rob is currently at the Boston Red Sox game in Fenway, having the time of his life in America. And in about a month, he'll be in America again, from Cincinnati to Indianapolis and back to Cincinnati. And that's going to be the order of his life.
Living the life.
Yeah, he loves America. He just told it to us, as a matter of fact.
Oh yeah, he did.
Loves America. Baseball for 2 months because we're going to see the Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds that night before the road show. So we're going to hope to see Ohtani. So he's going to get American baseball and the greatest American motorsport event and world motorsport event all in a couple days. So that's happened.
Well, you might run into Ohtani at the casino.
We're going there. Yeah, we may see. It may be interesting to see what happens with that. Do a little
you never know.
Do a little motorsport bets. Yeah. I want to start first. I want to say that next week's episode is going to be, I think, a good one and a very interesting one, discussion debate wise. And we're going to go ahead and start promoting and getting engagement. So I put yesterday a post on iRacing Reddit. You may have seen it. You should be able to find it. But it is a question of, what are you looking for in a sim racing team? What makes you join it? What makes you stay there? What are your expectations? What makes you leave it? And we're going to have a really, I think, a good discussion, debate, and kind of factor in everybody in credit and read out some thoughts. From serious to funny, but really more serious, because what is the state of a sim racing team now? And what was it? What are those states from 2020 till now? And we are in a very good position to talk about that. In our little local efforts that we have done, that we try not to have bleed over on, even though the show came from that, and there's no denying that. And I mean, the team logo's on our podcast cover art for the time being. But so, you know, one wouldn't be without the other. But at the same time, we realize that people don't tune in to listen to what our team did or what we did this week in iRacing. That's boring as fuck, as I've always said and will always say. But yes, we're going to have Rob in, Bradley back, and we all have our thoughts, but we want to get other people's ideas. I want to check our, because we're in an echo chamber. I want to make sure that we're not losing touch with what we've got and what we expect.
Yeah, well, let's get the pulse of the audience here. You know,
correct.
Get in on Twitter. Get in on Facebook. Everything.
Yeah,
just send us.
It's all linked at or that Reddit post if you find it or have found it.
Yeah.
Or email me. I check it all. But IntoTheApex.com, it's kind of an somewhat new IntoTheApex.com. It's got some updates coming. So as I sit here, it's not even fully finished. It is more network and podcast focused, as you may have, you know, compared to any last visits you did. So it's under construction, but the social medias are linked at the top, and the Discord is linked about midway down. So join that Discord. That's a community Discord with channels for the shows. And you can share with us there. And another reason, so that's that. That's what's on slate for next week. And I think we're going to have a good one. So that's what's up for next week. Give us your feedback and your thoughts. And don't hesitate to do it. Don't think it to yourself and not share it. Share it, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, don't put a filter on it or anything. Just raw emotions.
Like, yeah.
Have you gone through it? Okay, tell us your experience. Yeah.
Have you had a falling out?
Tell us what you're looking for.
Have you had a falling out with a team or whatever? Then tell us. Yeah, break it down. But another reason to go to IntoTheApex.com, you know, to plug it as it's under construction, is to join the Discord, because you do need to join the Discord, because we are on Friday night, May 3rd, in about a week.
Yes.
We are going to be doing our fun runs, and that's going to become more of a regular thing. But we're going to do the fun runs, and it will start with, well, I think it's going to start with, what did I say? It's going to start with something maybe a little more serious. I mean, still not at all serious. I think Toyota Gazoos at Lime Rock or something. I want to say I said that. So if I didn't, I'm saying it now. Maybe it was in my mind. It sounds cool, right? It's free cars. We can make it, I think we can make it a little moist.
A little moist.
One way or the other. But then we're going to break into that OJ race, and Patrick's already full of ideas for how we're going to adjust that and make it happen.
So just kind of brainstorm just with our audience. And I know we've talked about this off mic, but it's doing that truck race and kind of expanding on your guys' idea and having the Cadillac in it, but also putting in the Kia and the Volkswagen.
And they're all chasing the trucks.
And they're basically chasing the trucks, and it's a 31-lap race. That's to represent all the miles that OJ was on the chase for, which was 60 miles.
And this is at the Long Beach Circuit, our little California. Yes. I mean, you could do it at Auto Club, but Long Beach simulates the streets of California. So we're going to do some form of that. That should be interesting and fun, and we'll probably, who knows if it even makes it to the end, if it just completely devolves into pure chaos, which some of these things do.
Right. And I kind of want to throw this out there. If anyone wants to get really wacky and creative with this, I will throw $5 at the best paint scheme out on the track of iRacing dollars. So
yeah, I like it. I like it. If you're Trading Paints Pro member, you can. I went in the Trading Paints Pro just the other day trying my hand at painting. I really wish I could paint cars. That's all I can say. It seems harder to find good ones, and I find good painters, and then they post their prices in a non-American currency, and that just blows my mind. And I get scared, and I just sit with what I have.
It blows my mind in the American currency too. I'm like, Jesus, if it's above Christ, 50 bucks. Yeah,
if it's above $15, I'm like, oh man. I mean, they're not like, oh God, is it? I mean, I don't know. I can't, obviously, I don't have the ability to do it. So it may be a lot harder than I'm giving it credit for. But I know doing a lot of them can add up.
Yeah. But I mean, you have all the correct equipment for it and software. So.
I guess some people can put more time and detail into it, and others can just put like a default thing, slap some images and adjust the spec map pieces, and then boom, it's done pretty quickly. And then you're making $15 for an hour or less. So
not bad.
Yeah. So that's one thing I've thought of, but yeah, I think that'll be fun. We'll do some other things. Start out with maybe, I think we're going to start at 7:30 or something like that. Eastern time. But everything will be based on the Discord, linked it into theapex.com, voice channel, open voice channels, open chats, session info, because we will put passwords, so it's not, you won't have any randoms come in. It's not going to be a fully open, so there will be a password. It'll probably be into the Apex, all lowercase. I can go ahead and tell you that. But at least something. I mean, hey, anybody that listens can just pop in.
Why the fuck do you say that out loud?
Because it's going to be posted out loud. It's not a secret. It's just to keep the absolute randoms out. We don't want, some random, John from Tennessee.
That's why you don't announce it on a podcast.
We're inviting everybody. This is like an invitation card in voice.
Then at that point, don't put a password.
I just want the people that hear this to come. I don't want the guy from Timbuktu, Iberia, who doesn't listen to this to just jump in and not understand what's going on. It's going to kill the vibe.
African prince.
Yeah.
I want the African prince to come in so I can get some money.
Yeah. I want a lot of diversity. Well, I don't want that much diversity, I guess, if I'm going to restrict people. But
Jesus Christ, Tyler. Good Lord. We're only 10 minutes in.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess there's no chance of getting you to come to Indianapolis at this point. The ship has sailed.
No. Yeah, it's gone. And I don't want to sit by myself anyway.
You would have to sit by yourself. I'm sure there's somebody that hears this that is going to go that would have a seat or a lap for you to sit on.
I'd probably break their lap.
If you'd sit on, yeah, if you'd sit on their lap or other things.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, for fuck's sake, man. Yeah, no. I don't know. I'm going for sure. I'm going to go to the Milwaukee Mile IndyCar race this year.
Okay. This is the first time. I think you've mentioned it, but you're for sure on that.
Oh, yeah. And I want to go see the NASCAR Truck Series up there, too.
At Milwaukee. What about the street circuit? What about Chicago Street Circuit? What about that?
What about it?
It was memorable last year, so I would go.
Why? Why would I go to that?
SVG, and I won $200 and some off of randomly betting on SVG. I'm a fan forever now. Fan forever.
Well, I mean, I understand for that purpose.
He's a hero of my sports books.
I don't want to go to the street circuit in Chicago. No. If they went back to Chicagoland, I'll be there.
So as a NASCAR person, I mean, what's your view of these type of events for NASCAR, like road racing, street road racing? Does it do something, like, do you appreciate it now for what it is? I mean, you've come, I would say iRacing has probably made you, Patrick, more of a road racing fan than you were before. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I would say the additional road racing's good. I miss Road America for NASCAR. I think that was probably the best track for it. But I kind of want to see him go to Long Beach.
Really? NASCAR at Long Beach?
Yeah. Did you hear rumors the last couple of weeks about one of the promoters who promotes the IndyCar IMSA race? He died. So their 50% ownership was like gone, and NASCAR was going to come in and buy it.
Oh, wow. I did see something like that.
Yeah, and they wanted to do a street race out there because they don't have a Southern California track anymore.
Well, other than a football field.
Well, now they're talking about Dodger Stadium. So.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Dodger Stadium. Oh, my God. As a baseball fan, please don't do that. Don't tarnish a fucking baseball stadium with all that stuff.
Go up to Canada. Go up to Canada. That's all I say.
What, to like the Blue Jays Stadium?
No. I say go to...
Oh, go to Canada for the Clash.
No, not even a Clash, but just a road race there.
I think the preseason little exhibition race should... I didn't mind that year or whatever that they did the modified Daytona road course. That was cool. I was all right with that, you know? If you don't, you don't want to overdo the super speedway, which is cool.
The short track thing, I mean, unless you go to like Bowman Gray, I don't.
It just didn't seem like the audience was very big there in California to do all that. I don't know what the TV ratings were. I mean, I know we're long past those takes at this point, but you know, a NASCAR race at Long Beach, I mean, where can you do that, Patrick? Right now, where can you drive the next gen car at Long Beach?
Well, maybe with us.
The answer.
Maybe if you join our Discord. Yeah,
the answer is iRacing. That is the answer. It's where you could drive those.
I didn't know we were going that shameless with plugging.
They don't.
For fuck's sake.
You could do it on iRacing. You could, like, in our fantasy event, you can do the next gen car at Le Mans and pretend like it's a Garage 56.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can do anything you fucking want.
Anything you want.
You could sit in the infield during the Daytona 24 in your Porsche. I saw a picture of that on Facebook, and I went, what the fuck?
Oh, so just sit there and watch.
Yeah, it was a car sitting there right next to an RV.
I tried a combination just to see, and it's terrifying and impossible. I loaded up the Lamborghini at Watkins Glen, full dark, full rain. I felt like a storm chaser, but I didn't get up the hill. I didn't get up the S's. Like, even with headlights. Those are impossible tasks. I was in a test session, so I didn't have anybody behind me. And those that, like, you need cars behind you to like joint illuminate. Like, you almost need to stay in packs.
Yeah.
And they
just for the extra light.
Yeah, and they give you those warnings. Like, there are no floodlights. Like, you know, Daytona has the lights. Road Atlanta has floodlights like they do in the real
world. Yeah.
So it takes the edge off, but you don't really realize how much of an edge it is until you kind of try out these different things. Like you try to play around with the settings and the day, night, and the track and the car, whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, you said you're in the Lamborghini, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got that extra light bar in the grill there too.
Well, I don't think I had it on.
Gives you a lot more light.
Does it? I don't know if that would have made much difference, but I also had it full rain. So then there is that.
Yeah.
That was a side problem. But I was messing around with that. We're starting back the Road Challenge Series League that's been around for some time, but it's been gone for a while. But it's a Monday night North American time zone based road racing league. It's going to be GT3s and a 10 race schedule. It's going to start back. I can tell you this hasn't been posted anywhere. So you're hearing it here first, folks. Hearing it here first. Monday, May 13th, a couple weeks away. More details coming on that Discord. Monday, May 13th, starting at Road Atlanta.
Giddy up.
The Road Challenge is back on Monday nights, and we'll all be there. So I believe Bobby G, Robert Gregoire, will be live in race control for the season, unless something comes up and he can't be there. But
I'll be assisting him.
Yeah, so. You guys will be the eyes in the skies. Bradley and I will be driving, and it'll be interesting. We've had good success with that league. We may have to see if we'll get a broadcast. We'll see how that goes. But at any rate, it's going to be – we're making it great again, folks. We're making it great again. Making it great again. That's what we're doing.
Just don't put us on trial yet.
Right. It's going to be fun. So I'm excited. The schedule that – I made up a schedule. And making a league schedule, we've talked here before about how –
oh yeah.
Like you and I are the two people to talk about it, because we've said it before that you can just
go off on tangents.
You can have a manic pipe dream of an idea for a series and just the schedule, just curating the schedule and the type of car and you go and test the whole schedule yourself in the car and like people are gonna love this. This is gonna be great. And then two people show up and it's like, I don't know, you just wanna comb your hair with a shotgun or something. It hurts. It hurts. And I think we'll have a little better luck here with this because we are going to have weather because it's all GT3.
Possibly.
Well, not all. You've heard us talk about it. It's not a thing to be overdone. So don't expect it to be overdone in something that we're operating. But I will say this: the Charlotte Roval from Sunset, in a track that has had light rain, but it is sunny and drying as the sun sets, is gorgeous. The puddling.
Oh, yeah.
The sunset reflecting and the puddling. I don't think we would actually race, Patrick. I think we would all just stop in the infield and just watch the reflection on the puddles together.
Like, I'd grab a nice cold beverage.
Like all is one. We would just park and just wax poetic.
Reminisce.
Yeah, we would just kind of get very happy and relaxed. Happy and relaxed. And then...
yeah, then right in that back stretch, that would be the perfect area with the sun
coming in there. I'm telling you, the puddle, it's beautiful. I was very impressed by that. And also, I will say that in that type of drying but wet track, and you're trying to get the dry line, it's interesting that you cannot drive, like going through the oval portions of Charlotte, you have to drive the high line. The wet high line.
Yeah.
If you get on that low groove, the common groove, you're done. It's like ice. Absolutely done.
Yeah. You're on ice on a 20 degree banking.
Yeah. So that's going to be, another giveaway. That's race number two after Road Atlanta. The next week, there'll be an off week for Memorial Day, and things like that. But, I'm looking for the schedule right now just so I can tell you how curated it is. Road Atlanta, Charlotte Roval, Watkins Glen Cup, Mid Ohio, Indianapolis Road Course, Interlagos, Bathurst. It's going to be dark and full wet there, motherfucker. No, it's not. I don't know what's going to be yet.
I thought we kind of came up.
Yeah. VIR, Mossport, and Daytona Road Course to close it out. Yeah.
Classics.
Yeah.
We're going classic.
I made that schedule sitting in my recliner, just happy as could be. I was very...
probably drinking a beverage. Yeah,
sipping some Buffalo Trace or something of that sort. And just looking at the track offerings, and I was like, this is it. This is it.
This would go good with this, this, and this.
And Road Atlanta, Road Atlanta is a crowd pleaser. That's why I started off with Road Atlanta. The people love Road Atlanta.
Give the people what they want. And the people obviously want Road Atlanta, so.
Well, if you break it down, it starts with Road Atlanta. Then it goes to Charlotte Roval. I've already revealed to you it's going to be wet at the Roval. Watkins Glen, but it's the cup course, so that's going to be fast-paced. Mid-Ohio, claustrophobic. And then things finally spread out at the Indianapolis Road Course. Then you see Interlagos, and then it's going nuts again. Bathurst, VIR, and Mossport, all pretty windy, like roller coastery. And the Daytona Road Course, we end at the most sacred of grounds for most of our community. So
yeah,
I'm excited for it. We're going to put more dates and information and times. Those are not out yet, but all that information's in that Discord at the website.
Yeah, so, and we will definitely have more details coming and maybe some practice sessions as well, you know, Sunday before as well.
Yeah, so that's, as you can see, a lot of things coming. So we're working. May is the time, and I called it a couple weeks. I said that Long Beach weekend is going to get me fired up, and by God, did it. Watching that close IndyCar race filled with, I guess, a cheating team minus willpower.
Because he has nothing but
willpower. Yeah, the IndyCar memes were just on fire on Instagram after that. Yeah. And Bradley's a Scott McLaughlin fan. He should throw away his signed diecast. No, he's just going to continue to simp over the man who just got the pole for the Birmingham event. Pato got the win. You don't see McLaren out there. They're struggling. They have been.
Pretty much everywhere, I think McLaren's struggling. Yeah. Formula One. IndyCar. Just everywhere.
But yeah, those are some of the things coming up. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hopefully getting some folks from here out there. That's why I want to give a little bit of heads up on the show to get everybody who wants to be out there, because there's not going to be a big bar of entry. And it's just, yeah, if you want to race, you come race.
Yeah. Can't make all the races. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just make what you can.
Or do the Friday Night Fun, which is going to start firing up. Patrick, I feel like Patrick's become the mayor of Friday Night Fun Town.
Well, I exemplify fun. So let's fucking go, boys.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be wearing your Dale Earnhardt shirt with your Bald Eagle beer bong.
I lost that.
Where?
I had it in the RV, then I lost it. So I don't know.
So it's still somewhere in Daytona, probably.
It could be, or Eric could have confiscated it. Which
somewhere in the infield of Daytona, there's a Bald Eagle that you drink out of its anus. And Rob and Patrick did a couple times during the Daytona 24.
I mean, well, and practice. You had to do it during practice. We hear talking about practice.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about practice. Sorry.
Oh,
ADD is a bitch.
But yeah, a lot of that. Yeah, there's a lot of community events. That's the theme of the top here. Let's take a little intermission as we do another low power week of a twofer. We need to get the whole gang fuck back in here. I'm telling you, we're missing.
I fucked that one up. Yeah, my bad.
We got to get everybody back in here. Bradley, Rob back from his bender, and a bender on Clam Chowder and Sam Adams in Boston. Clam Chowder. He's up there having the chowder.
Park the car. Yeah, having
Dunkin' Donuts instead of Tim Hortons. And
Dunkin'.
And eating substances from strangers, probably, if I had to imagine.
Oh, fuck.
At
God bless him.
Yep. Yep. as long as he makes his way to Indy and sees that spectacle. I'm gonna hold a microphone. I'm gonna video the first lap of the Indy 500, and it's all going to be on Rob. I'm going to curate the shit out of that experience, because he'll never get it back. He'll never get it back. And then the next year, we can maybe get a seat together, and we can do it to you. I'm going to tell you, you have to come next. You have to come next year. You have plenty of notice. You can't do this. You live so close. You could drive to it. You don't have to fly. It's not.
I know.
It's not what they would say cumbersome for you to do this. So
it's like 3-4 hour drive.
Yeah. And I was even looking, like, I was going down the usual rabbit hole when I'm like, I don't know if I have enough events on my schedule this year. And I was looking at the IMSA race, the Brickyard, 6 hours, Battle on the Bricks. And I'm like,
yeah,
they have on sale camping, including tent camping, inside of the Speedway for that IMSA weekend. Could you imagine living, sleeping inside of IMS for the weekend in September? Sounds.
You could sneak on and go play some golf when there's downtime.
I mean, I don't know why you couldn't.
There's a golf course.
I actually didn't think about that. You just pointed that possibility out to me, and now that's even more enticing. Yeah.
I'm just saying you could get, you know, a nighttime 9 holes in, and there you go.
I can't get out of my head now the idea of camping inside of IMS and watching IMSA there. But I mean,
yeah,
that was just this week that I've gone through that. And I'm a Google Maps aficionado, so I'm on Google Maps just looking at where the camp spots are on the map and thinking, is this here? And I've stood in most of those places. So I'm like, what would it be like to actually set up camp and own a slice of that for 3 nights? Okay, let's take
let's take our break.
I need some time to myself.
Yeah, I got to clean up.
We'll see you on the other side.
Don't go anywhere. More Into the Apex is coming up.
This is the Into the Apex Motorsport Podcast Network, home of the Into the Apex podcast and Into the Paddock podcast, covering real and virtual motorsport with always provocative motorsport talk. See all of the shows and media links at intotheapex.com. Want more customers finding you online? Let Riverstone SEO make your website stand out. Our team uses advanced strategies tailored specifically for small businesses, focusing on delivering high-converting visitors. Riverstone SEO is offering a first page result guaranteed package, as well as other packages to capture attention and drive customers to your website. Trust Riverstone SEO to maximize your online presence today. Visit riverstoneseo.com. Tired of getting caught up in the mayhem of turn one? So are we. Although we can't protect you from disasters in iRacing, we can protect you and your family from mayhem on the road or at home. The Allstate Javicki Agency proudly protects families in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Give John a call today at 412-561-6239. Mention Into the Apex when calling to receive a gift card with a qualified quote. No purchase necessary. We're going karting in 2024, and it's all with our friends at Pro Kart Concepts. Pro Kart Concepts provides top-tier karts, parts, and consumables to the tri-state area, and support based out of Pittsburgh International Raceway. If there's anyone that can get you set in the world of karting, it's Eric and Dan with PKC. Visit ProKartConcepts.com for more information. This episode on the Motorsport Podcast Network is also brought to you by racing fans at Great Hire HR. Whether you're hiring one employee or 100, Great Hire will let you keep doing what is important, running your business. For more information, visit GreatHireHR.com. You've just achieved your greatest accomplishment as a sim racer, and now what? Don't let it become just another stat you never see. Alien Awards is a service run by and for sim racers, creating clearly printed plaques on solid surfaces, something you can display proudly to mark a major victory and show off your team and sponsors. Whether you're an individual driver looking to create a memory or a league owner looking to take your season to the next level, Alien Awards can help. These are quality awards, I know because I've won one. There are no setup or design fees, and shipping in the U.S. is free. Take your sim racing career to new heights. Visit alienawards.net.
This is Into the Apex Motorsport Podcast Network.
To the T-Dog and Patty Mayonnaise ITA extravaganza. And Patrick is hitting the cough button there. I see you have an air filter behind you. I don't know about
it's
you.
It's not an air filter. Oh. It's a fan.
Oh, it's a fan. It looks like a fan, like air purifier. I have an Amazon fan next to my rig. You're actually sitting in your rig. I'm sitting at my studio desk. Jesus, Patrick Christ. I'm interested in, I don't know, Rob has been sharing all of his stuff about his new build, and he's got these LED lights that are along his triple monitors, like along the rim of the triple monitors, and it's
right
it's
around that.
Yeah, but it's set up to where when he hits like bright sunlight or different varying sun shinings, the shining of the sun, it moves. You know, the brightness of the sun on the screen matches on those LED sticker lights, strip lights that are around his monitors. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sure people out there have seen it, but I had not seen such a thing, and I was like, "Of course you got that to work like that, you bitch." But I'm
because he's an IT.
And I've talked plenty about my little child's play desk that I'm on. So my imagery here is not amazing to people. They would probably scorn it and laugh at it and make fun of it. But I got a few things going for me in here. I've got some soundproofing on the wall. One thing, if I'm being honest, the highlight of my sim racing studio room here is that it smells really good. I don't know about you guys or you or what kind of vibe or sense, you know, sensory experience you have in your racing space or workspace, but mine smells pretty neat. I'm like the pigeon, the trained pigeon. Like I walk into this room and this room smells only like it smells in this room and not the rest of my home. So it's like I smell it and I'm like, it's time to fucking race. It's time to race. We're going to do it.
What the fuck? What the fuck are you saying?
Patrick picked the wrong time to eat a strong gummy is all I know.
What the fuck?
He had no idea I was going to come back with this.
I have no fucking clue. I'm not prepared. Well, I never am prepared, well, but this is even worse than usual.
Hold on to your hat, bud. So I discovered what I liked in the smell. It's what the fuck is this? I'm looking at
it. Is it a fucking Yankee candle or
no,
something?
No, it's Christ. Actually doesn't, not even that ambient. I think it's one of those, it's one of those Febreze plugins that you plug into your wall socket. And I discovered it in the fall, this past fall. It's called Pumpkin Harvest or Harvest
Pumpkin. Oh, you are such a basic.
Harvest Pumpkin.
You are so basic. Oh my God.
And ever since then, like the whole time I was trying to get into the zone for Daytona, all those winter months, pure Harvest Pumpkin in this racing room. And it's really strong. Like I shut the door and let it hotbox into Harvest Pumpkin smell in this fucking racing room. And I walk in and it hits me and I'm like, I'm ready to race. It's time to get in the racing mode. I'm firing up the rig. I'm putting my gloves on. We're doing ITA. And it smells like a pumpkin patch. Patrick, a pumpkin patch is what it smells like.
What happened to like smelling salt?
Well, I don't know. I've never had those. But
you never done smelling salts?
I've not. I thought that's if you like pass out. I thought that's if you pass out or something.
No, it gets you hyped.
Well,
it gets you fucking hyped.
I know Baker Mayfield doesn't, but maybe that's what I need. But right now it's Harvest Pumpkin. But I mean, this is where it goes. Is that I decided after 3 months in the fall and the winter, I decided I can't do without that in this space. That like I am. Like the pigeon, I'm trained. I need, like, I walk in, I smell it, I salivate for racing, for sim racing. I walk in, I smell it, I'm going to turn faster laps. So, obviously, Patrick and everybody out there listening that I'm sharing this with for the first time, stores, your local store, once winter is near over, they're not going to sell that. They're going to sell lilac and, fresh linen, eucalyptus. That's what you're going to get for these plugins, these wall plugins. And I'm like, I go looking and I'm like, for the, you know, I'm out. I'm running empty on my cartridges. And
oh my God, what are you
thinking? And I'm like, they don't have Harvest Pumpkin. But my rig room's not, it's going to start to smell stale. It's not going to smell like Harvest Pumpkin anymore. I'm not going to be in the zone. So for the last 3 months, I have been getting 2-day delivery, 2 cartridges at a time of Harvest Pumpkin through Amazon, because I have found where you can get it year-round, despite the season. So I'm here to tell you that it's turning into summer. May is approaching. It'll be June. It'll be July. It'll be the hot, humid depths of Eastern North Carolina summer in August, and I will still have cartridges of Harvest Pumpkin smell in my studio room. Patrick has a look.
Wow.
I mean, I only have one in the chamber right now and one on deck.
Oh, I thought you were like,
no, I didn't buy 100.
Like in a big stock.
No, that would be stranger. That would be stranger than it already is if I were doing that. No, it's not I don't have a problem purchasing. I mean, I'm just going to buy them year round and it's always going to smell like that in here.
That's normal. That's normal shit. I mean, I don't know about pumpkin all fucking year, but
well, if that's not the glaring commentary, then I don't know what is.
I mean, I fucking hate the smell of, you know, pumpkin when it's not October.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a little weird, but that part is a little odd. But it's like, it doesn't even...
It's like smelling Christmas in July. You're like, what the fuck is going
Patrick,
on here?
If you hear what I'm saying, at this point, it's not even pumpkin anymore. What I'm smelling is sim racing. That's what that is to me now.
You need another
puff off of your magic vape for this conversation, Patrick. That's what you need. That's where we're at right now. It does beg the question for me is, what does your rig space smell like?
Oh, disappointment, defeat,
feet
and feet.
Do you have anything in there that you're willing to share that it would, what's the scene? I mean, everybody wants some people are slobs and disgusting and don't care. Some people are like very curated and they want it, you know, just so they want the experience just so.
I'm not like complete, like, hoarder, but I'm like, you could fit in that space, leave it there, fuck it.
I mean, I see you on the camera right now, and around you I don't see a lot of, like, you don't look like hoarder on TV. Are you gonna move your camera now and show me some shit? So you just have it off camera. Oh my, I see what I thought. So Patrick, you've just changed my entire perception of your space, because the whole time I thought, this whole time, for years now, on camera, I thought that you had a wall behind you. It's a door.
Yeah, it's a door.
I thought that was a wall, and it's hiding workspace.
Oh, it's hiding my shit.
Well, even though you just exposed it, and it didn't look that bad, so you're fine. I've seen
it's
worse.
It's at a good level today.
I've seen worse. I've seen worse.
Here's what I'll do. I'll take pictures of...
Yeah, give me more pictures in our private chat and let me judge you through 4K imagery.
Yeah, I'll show you images from like my viewpoint from like here, where I have like a desk on the other side of my rig that has my computer, my monitor, and miscellaneous parts and pieces for my rig and buttons and all different shit. And it's just a cluttered fucking mess. And do I want to like get them like super clean and organized? Oh yeah, I would love to. But do I want to spend the time doing it?
You have the theory and the ideas, and the ideas sound great, but the practice and time to do it, it doesn't really happen.
I just don't want to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Like, why waste the time? If it works with it cluttered, fine, whatever, fuck it. I don't give a shit.
You should try a Glade plugin, is all I'm saying, Patrick.
It doesn't smell bad in here.
Good.
It smells not
okay.
bad.
Okay, it doesn't look like it smells bad in there, for whatever that means.
No, like, you'll see in pictures. It's just...
Yeah, I'll smell in pictures, too.
Unnecessary shit in unnecessary areas. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I thought I would share that with everybody. I don't know... what people think of that. I will say I store my Porsche jacket, the infamous Porsche jacket, in here, and it kind of smells like Harvest Pumpkin too now. That's where we're at. Everything. When I say hot box, I mean hot box. So
not the good guy.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. I don't know. I don't know if I'm on an island out there on that one, but I thought I would share it.
I kind of been thinking about stuff like that too. Like, I've seen Rob in his progression, if you will, going from VR to a monitor to all of a sudden triple monitors and all this. And I'm going, Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm behind.
I want that fucking setup.
And a part of this is also like man cavism. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
A big part of this, like anybody that does this as a hobby is, I mean, it's kind of their little cave is where they're going to put all their stuff. So then it's like, what else do you put there? How do you curate that whole experience? Do you have TV? Like, some people have TVs in the corner and they have sports or racing that's on and can, you know, they race and they have that on and it's a whole thing. Like, it's, you go in there and step away from everything. I mean, that's the cool part of it. And you know, you add in the Discords and the teams and the other social aspects and it's like your home, but you're hanging with friends and you're not going out and spending a lot of money and doing this and that. Like, you could pop open a icy cold beer and hang out with your buddies that love racing, and you don't really get, I mean, you go out in day-to-day life in person off of the sim, you're not going to get that. Like, you're lucky to get that. You're very lucky to get that, because I have yet to run into people that are truly locked into motorsport, like anybody I know here or from the community that we see at real races. Like, I run into people that half-ass know what F1 is and want to talk about that, and I'm like, I just get bored. So, it's like, they just don't get it. They're not locked into it day by day.
And it's not their fault.
I mean, yeah. It's just
not their thing.
It's rare. It's just, it's rare. And this is where you get it. So, I mean, I think having a little cave, whether it does or does not smell like beautiful, fall
pumpkins.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
Pumpkin spice lattes.
Is that a fruit or a vegetable or what the fuck is that?
Well, how the fuck am I supposed to know?
I thought you would know that.
I'm fucking... Oops, almost said
it. Let's see what Google...
I'm stupid.
A pumpkin... listen, Patrick. A pumpkin... You didn't know you were going to get this in this episode. A pumpkin, from a botanist's perspective, is a fruit because it is a product of the seed-bearing structure of flowering plants. Vegetables, on the other hand, are the edible portions of plants such as leaves, stems, roots, bulbs, flowers, and tubers. Okay, that's the name of this episode, folks.
This is why I dropped out of college. Reasons like that. You're telling me complex stuff, and I'm just sitting here going, I'm way too fucking stupid.
What the fuck is a bulb?
I'm like, who the fuck gives a flying Frenchman's fuck?
All I know is that I didn't really think a whole lot of sharing all this. I didn't think quite as much of sharing the Frank Gordon, James J.M. show, but that has grown up. So I fully expect now in about a week, and I fully expect in a week or now on one of these fun runs, somebody's going to fucking paint a cheap paint livery covered in pumpkins and Glade. And it's going to come my way when I least expect it.
I would imagine that could happen. And I could also imagine someone doing like a,
but this is not a bit. Like, that's I'm sitting in this room right now. Yeah. It smells like it's right next to me in the wall. And I smell it right now. Really nice. Really strong.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost a vapor in the room. Like, it's probably in my eyes a little bit. Like, this is legitimate. If I put put a second one of these bastards in here,
all your smoke,
I would need an inhaler. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Every porous that's coming in you.
But if it makes me mentally, psychologically lock into my steering wheel and my rig seat, and it increases my sense comfort,
productivity,
like I feel it does, then, like, I mean, if you plugged in, yeah, okay, enough. Oh my God.
No. I got an idea though. Next time I see you though, I'm going to bring you smelling salts.
Okay. Hey, I'm willing to try anything.
Oh,
well, not anything. Don't take that to the bank.
No, it wasn't alluding to that.
No, I mean, like, I'm not going to get started on methamphetamines to go faster in Daytona.
No, it's just, Have you
that's
ever
Jeremy seen Jeremy Mayfield? That's Jeremy Mayfield's shit.
Hey. Hey. Watch it. He did nothing wrong.
He's just borrowing some tools from a friend. That's all.
Come on.
He wanted to pawn his own tools off.
No. No, but smelling salts, if you watch any video on like YouTube or something, you'll see like hockey players, they'll go.
I've seen football players. Well, Baker.
And they'll go.
What does it do? Have you done that?
Oh yeah, I've done it a ton.
What was
maybe that explains a lot.
Why did you do it?
To
compete?
Sports, yeah.
Sport, in high really?
School. Yeah, I was a soccer player.
And what
player.
Does it do? Makes you more alert?
It hypes you. It's a jolt of adrenaline.
Really?
It feels like
I've heard of them and stuff like that, but I thought they were just if you passed out, you put those under somebody's nose and
oh God, no. That was in like the 80s.
The NIH says that smelling salts are used to arouse consciousness. Yeah.
Okay, well, technically, yeah, but that's the NIH's fucking...
The release of ammonia gas that accompanies their use irritates the membranes of the nose and lungs and thereby triggers an inhalation reflex. Possibly alertness. Interesting.
Hypes you the fuck up. You could buy it at, I think, like any local vitamin store or supplement store or whatever.
Does it make your eyes water?
I think it could. Yeah, it didn't happen to me.
Overuse may damage nasal passages or lungs. Do you think it would help in the sim though? I guess it could.
Well, not until you try.
If you're like a starter, like I don't know if you're getting into a race that's been ongoing and it's a endurance race, but when you get those jitters at the grid, maybe that would help.
You're sitting there waiting for everyone else
to grid
to load on.
Yeah.
You got about a minute 30 left and you're going.
And usually I'm a coffee guy. So if I'm starting, I have a big cup of coffee within arm's reach of my rig. And that's what I'm working on. And that's getting me started. Because usually in our time zone, the special events, endurance events are 7 in the morning. So you're kind of groggy. Like if you don't go to sleep properly, you're kind of groggy. It's the way it goes. So maybe that would help for the start. Be kind of strange at like 3 in the afternoon and you're doing your third stint.
But what about at, you know, 1 a.m.?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's probably no better or no worse than drinking a can of C4 pre-workout like I've done for the 24-hour races. Jesus Christ. Raise Energy, which has God knows what syrup, cocaine syrup in it at that point. I've made a cup of coffee at 2 in the morning because of fucking iRacing. That's just,
I think
we all do weird things. I think that's common, though. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Rob has a whip. He just cracks it on his back to keep himself going. He whips himself because he's in the Atlantic time zone. It's just what you have to do when you're in that time zone.
I think Mrs. Rob like gets the whip out.
It's a lot of leather, unnecessary amount of leather for sim racing, in my opinion.
I mean, but to each their own at that point. Yeah, I mean,
you're fusing two hobbies at that point. I mean, I guess it's more bang for your buck, I suppose.
Yeah. Optimize your time better.
Yeah. It's how couples spend time together through sim racing. So surprisingly, Rob will never listen to this late in the show, so he'll never hear this. So
what is the expression? They say happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm trying to.
I've never been married myself.
Well, I'm just trying to find something that rhymes with GIMP, and I can't. So I'm going to punch out.
Simp.
I'm going to punch out. I can't make that. I tried that. I couldn't make it work in my head. No, the ship has sailed, Patrick. The ship has sailed.
Oh,
yeah, it's gone. It's good.
Hopefully, I missed that ship.
It came out of Baltimore. So.
Who was the captain of that thing?
I don't know.
Oh, he's probably some Asian guy.
Oh man. Well,
that will get me canceled.
Well, that'll about do it.
Oh yeah.
I can't wait to hear the legitimate feedback about teams that we set at the front, and I can't wait to hear the illegitimate feedback that I probably have slow walked myself into, because I literally just did a segment on the Sim Racing Podcast Into the Apex. About how my rig room smells. So,
you know what? I just came to a realization And people, if they could see the video right now, Tyler's wearing one of his McLaren jerseys.
Yeah, I have a lot of them.
I wonder why you have so much orange.
You saying I look like a pumpkin, you bitch?
No, I'm saying,
I look like a pumpkin. Smell. You're calling me a pumpkin.
Hey. No, I'm not calling you a pumpkin. I'm saying because you're smelling the pumpkin all the time. Well, you're like,
I mean, I'll give you this. If a fat guy in a McLaren jersey would kind of look like a pumpkin.
I'm not calling you a pumpkin. I'm just saying because of the smell of the pumpkin, maybe that's why you're drawn to McLaren.
Well, come about 1 a.m. at the Nürburgring 24, I will turn into a pumpkin. So enjoy your stints there, buddy.
My stints?
Yeah, you're going to do the...
What the fuck are you going to do? You're going to peace out on me?
I'm going to turn into a pumpkin. Isn't that thing people say?
I don't know. I've never heard it before. No.
Okay.
But I'm also half special.
You grew up too soon. You know, you didn't partake in fairy tales. well, I await the feedback on the it differs with when we do these two-man shows. God knows what's going to happen. That's all I know.
The only fairy tales that I was told is you could be whatever you want to be.
How'd that work out?
Fuck. If I wanted to be what I wanted to be, man, I'd be way better off. I'm broke as a fucking joke.
You'd have a wall behind you instead of a door.
Yeah, I'd have a fucking green screen instead of this glare from this fucking window.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Because it's fucking hot as shit outside. And I'm in
Are you serious? To stay cold. You seriously?
Yeah, it's like 80 degrees.
God damn. It's cooler down south here. Anyway, enough about the weather. We could talk about that anytime.
And then tomorrow's going to be real shitty.
Yeah. Chicago.
Not the weather.
Chicago. Man, how about it? I want to get back up to the Sim Center. Maybe we'll get some folks up there.
Yeah.
I got some Delta credits. Let's go.
Let's go.
Everybody, anybody out there near Chicago, be dialing. Get into social media. Into the
Another thing we should probably be thinking about is karting.
Yeah. We need to have a meeting.
We need a
conference.
We need to get bodies.
We need bodies. Anybody? Wayne Castile, if we do it in Pittsburgh. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know about that. I think they're doing one VIR.
That would be good. Come on down. It's in August.
They have one in Charlotte in July.
It's going to be hot. Bring some ice. I've got several giant freezing bricks from HelloFresh that we could bring, and you could just stuff it under your shirt or in your suit.
Yeah.
That would actually be smart.
There's no shade there either.
Oh, no. In Charlotte? No.
Fuck. And it's a longer race. I think that's like 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah. We'll have to do a karting episode coming up sometime as we head into the summer.
Yeah. We'll bring in Eric for that.
Let's figure it out. Let's get a game plan together. So, but anyhow. For the Patty Mayonnaise, Pat, thanks for being there. You're always there for us.
Not the last 2 weeks, well, but yeah, sure.
Unless you got to take a poop, then you're not there for us. You know, we don't, you know.
Or I'm working.
Metamucil, yeah. But, well, cheers, everybody. We'll be back talking about sim racing teams next week, and we'll see how hot and heavy that gets. I think it'll be fun. We'll see you next week on ITA.
Been listening to Into the Apex
from Mad Sim Racing Media.
Check out the show's upcoming road trips and join the community at intotheapex.com.